Good morning. Welcome to Michael Nesko's Renegade Rock on the Rogue Radio Podcast Network. Every Saturday, bringing the goods, baby. Bringing the goods to you. And the first Saturday of every month, we have interviews. Right now, right this very moment, our interview is Alan Green. You can check that out, Cleveland legend Alan Green. And next month, we've got great fusion artist Travis Larson coming up. And then in May, we got another Cleveland legend, part of our Focus on Cleveland series, Cy Sulik, coming in May. So groove on here, Michael Nesko's Renegade Rock. We're going to start off the show with something very cool today, all the way from East Bay, California. The Red Dirt Blues Band, Tim Reeves, Derek Reeve, Phil Danielson, Dig It Out. See you in double on Michael Nesko's Renegade Rock.
Wow. burden, first degree. Judge, why cry? Let the man go free. I'm a backdoor man.
Yeah, whenever I think of the blues, I think of that man. Howlin' Wolf, Chester Burnett. He's the backdoor man. And before that, we started off with the Red Dirt Blues Band. Tim Reeves, Derek Reeves, Phil Danielson, all the way from the East Bay, California, with their tune C and Double. You're listening to Mike Onesco's Renegade Rock. Let's keep a rolling.
Everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it. Sitting in the classroom thinking it's a
Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys Room. Boy, that was a good song. It still is. And before that, we heard Cactus, Possum Farm. Here on Michael Nesko's Renegade Rock. Yeah, let's keep rolling now, huh? Keep on going. Let me see that.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? A nice analog ending. All done by hand. No tricks, no Pro Tools. All done by hand back in the old days. Uriah Heep, Love Machine from my favorite Uriah Heep record. I know you get a heavy dose of Uriah Heep here on Renegade Rock from the first four albums, because I'm just a big Uriah Heep freak of that era. And before that, it was Deep Purple, Burn, with the David Coverdale and Glenn Hughes. I saw that tour at the Cow Palace, and it was Elf as the opening band, Electric Light Orchestra, and Deep Purple. And then right after the tour, Richie fired everybody, and they kicked the singer out of kicked the guitar player out of Elf, and he took the whole Elf band with Ronnie James Dio, and Richie Blackmore's Rainbow was born, and that's that. Okay, let's keep it rolling here. A little bit of
Richie Blackmore history.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see Ronnie James Dio. And then, you know, they came out with Man on the Silver Mountain, which was a really good tune. It really was. It really, really groovy.
Kitchen and fix me something good to eat and make my head a little high, make the whole day complete, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, pass it to me, baby, well, pass it to me slow, we'll take time out to smile a little before you let it go, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Always room for more. Fill it, light it, shut up and close the door, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Something good to eat, make ourselves a little high, make the whole day complete, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, every night and day if I can help it, we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on.
Just thinking about you, I scare myself when I'm without you. I scare myself the moment that you're gone. I scare myself when I let my thoughts run, and when they're running, I keep thinking of you. You. When they're running, what can I? It can get frightening. I scare myself to think what I could do. I scare myself. It's some kind of voodoo, and with that voodoo, I keep thinking of you. You. calmer, I feel better. For the stars have crossed our paths forever. And the sooner that you realize it, the better. Then I'll be with you and I won't scare myself. And I'll know what to do and I won't scare myself.
King of Mill Valley himself, Dan Hicks and the Hodlicks. I scare myself. I do. I scare myself all the time, every day. And before that, Janet Edwards is laying around the shanty getting a good buzz on. You're listening to Michael Nesko's Renegade Rock on the Rogue Radio Podcast Network. Let's get back to the fun.
Thank you.
sucked up the ocean tide.
Still. This is the city, Los Angeles, California. A lot of it has always been here. The mountains, the deserts, the ocean. Some of it had to be developed, like oil and water and the land. The rest was built from scratch. A human mind conceived this and this. Man has an instinct to create or to build or to improve. But the human mind can go other ways too. Sometimes it gets lost, then it needs guidance. Reading signs and obeying them can sometimes help a confused mind. They tell you which way to turn, when not to turn, where not to drive, where not to park. In my business, this sign means something whether you drive or not. Sometimes, if you don't heed it, you'll see this sign. I work here. I carry a badge. It was Friday, October 6th. It was cool in Los Angeles. We were working the night watch out of Juvenile Division. The boss is Captain Morris. My partner's Bill Gannon. My name's Friday. We were assigned to Juvenile Patrol, and we had just gotten into the field. We received a radio call to go to a theater near Olympic and Western. We were told the manager would give us the details. All we knew was that a report had been received on a juvenile ADW, assault with a deadly weapon.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.